Internet Sexuality Information Services is a nonprofit organization. We're based in Oakland, California. This is not my mission statement, but our mission is to use technology, including internet, new media, cell phones, anything we can find that's out there, for sexual health promotion and disease prevention. We have done many of our most successful projects have been created in partnership with San Francisco Department of Public Health, as is the one that we're about to talk about. So stdtest.org, and Jeff showed you our original iteration of it, which was launched in 2003, and it was only for syphilis testing. And one of the reasons that we launched this site, it's sort of an adjunct or an add-on to what's going on in the clinic or what's going on in the private doctors. What we were hearing from people were two things. They didn't want to talk with their private doctors about STD testing, and so they were getting overlooked or perhaps not getting all the tests that they needed, or they were just too embarrassed to ask. And at the time, there were also very long waiting times. The City Clinic is a drop-in clinic, and there were very long waiting times, and there were a lot of people who didn't want to go in and wait. The hours didn't work with their work hours and things like that. So we thought, well, wouldn't it be great if we could develop this service where you download a lab, you go to the site, you put in your information, you download a lab slip, and you take it to a private lab. In San Francisco, the private labs are basically located in the downtown work environments. So you could run over during lunch, give your blood sample, and then 3 to 5 days later, that's not what you want to do during your lunch. So 3 to 5 days later, you come back to the website, and you put in your medical record number, and you can receive your test results. And so that was the thinking behind it all. In the first 6 months, 140 syphilis tests were performed. In this case, this is probably older data. This is 2004 than what Jeff showed. But the really good news about all this is that everyone who tested positive, particularly primary and secondary syphilis, all received medical evaluation and treatment. It's very easy for the public health department to follow up. So that was one of our concerns, was what happens if people go in on their lab slips and write, Mr. Magoo, who lives on, you know, government lane. But all the people who were really worried about whether or not they might have syphilis put in their proper identifying information, and the DPH was able to follow up. Let's see. I'll just do an enter. Okay. So we launched this in 2003, and while everything was going great, we didn't have the uptake that we had really expected. We started having informal discussions with community members about the low usage rates of stdtest.org. And one of the main reasons that people came back to us saying was there was only one test. It was only syphilis and not a complete panel. And that most people, while we as public health professionals divide the diseases out, most people who are out there are just worried that they might have an STD. So that was one. Another was that they said it was hard to convey what it is. That they got stdtest.org, but they got there, and no matter how we explained it, they just didn't get that they were going to be able to download a lab slip, go to a lab, and come back to the site. And then there was some concern about confidentiality as regards government oversight, that here we are downloading this lab slip from the Department of Public Health server, and what are they going to know about us and our sex lives? So we gathered together a community advisory board, a representative group of San Francisco residents to talk about it. What could we do to enhance stdtest.org? It was kind of chugging along by itself, but we felt that there was opportunity here. We had a real cross-section of youth, clinicians, MSM, Latinos, and African Americans, and all of those groups intersected with each other. We met twice in person in June and October of 2007, and with multiple email exchanges in between. And this is what we came up with. And you won't be able to find it yet. We were hoping to launch this mid-month, this month, or early next month. STDtest.org with a giant orange button of how it works on the homepage, so there shouldn't be too much question about what happens. We really focused on easy, free, and confidential. Then the steps. What's easy? You download a lab slip. What's free? You take it to a local lab for testing. Confidential, you get your results right here at STDtest.org. These pictures change, so don't worry if you don't see yourself represented. There's about 15 different images that rotate through on the homepage. Oh, I keep using the mouse, sorry. There's some more. Maybe you will find yourself here. But there's many, many photos that come through. Basically, we need to be very clear that everybody can't get every test in the book. So it's a public health service. There are recommended tests that are usually based on your own gender, the gender of the people you sleep with, your age, and then, of course, whether or not you have symptoms or if somebody told you that you may have been exposed to an STD. So in the first three boxes, the top boxes, those are really your demographics and how we're going to give you your test results. In the second two boxes, if anyone checks off yes to having symptoms or yes, did someone tell you that you might have been exposed, a screen will come up that basically says this service is not for you. And reason being, you need to see a clinician, and really have a personalized interaction. Once a person checks off their boxes, assuming that they don't have symptoms or have not been exposed or been told they've been exposed, they get their recommendations. Based on your answers, we recommend the following tests: anal, chlamydia, gonorrhea, HIV, syphilis, and then you get your lab slip. Interesting thing is that LabCorp, which is the private partner that we're using for this, doesn't do rectal specimens. So we put up giant, these great sort of graphic images of do-it-yourself rectal specimen collection instructions. So I know it sounds crazy. They're great. It's a great cartoon that Dr. Klausner found. So. From here, then you get a little bit of information below in large font about what's going to happen next. We felt like people were so unclear about how to use the service that the more times we could say it, the better it would be. So you can take care of this right now by clicking here, and then you just need it to bring it to any LabCorp in San Francisco. If you don't want all these tests, you can deselect ones. So for instance, if I know I'm HIV positive, I don't need to go take an HIV test. I can de-click it on this page. So they have a little bit of their own, power at this point. So one more chance, and then they go through, and then there's a lab slip. It might look kind of common to any internet form, and it's basically, basic information: name, address, zip code, phone number, date of birth, and race, ethnicity. The two question marks on this page are about a lot of people on our community advisory board were very concerned about youth using the site and not wanting to give a street address or a phone number. When you click on those question marks, it actually tells you why we're collecting this information. In case you do test positive, someone needs to contact you to ensure proper treatment. Nothing else will be done with this information aside from the intended purpose of this site, which is for testing. There are two pages to the lab slip, so basically once you fill that out and get my lab slip, you will get your lab slip. And it generates a unique ID, which is up in red on the top right, and they'll have to print it. Keep one page for their records, take one to LabCorp. Another thing we found that people thought that they had to call a LabCorp and make an appointment, but we made it very clear no appointments needed. If you need to do it yourself, a rectal specimen, you hear your instructions again. And if you have any problems, just call Jeff. So. The next page, this is the second page of the lab slip, and you've got seven locations, including a new location that Department of Public Health has set up in the Castro, because LabCorp As I mentioned, most of their locations are in downtown San Francisco without any in LabCorp, and they're going to be setting up their, it's kind of interesting hours. I don't know if you can read it, but they're 7 to 9 a.m. on Monday, 7 to 10 p.m. on Thursday, and then Sundays 9 to noon. So they're trying to sort of cover the gaps around work for people who live in the Castro District. And then I just circled again, their patient ID is down at the bottom. When they come back to the site, they click on Get My Test Results, and here we are. STD test results are available here for anyone who's already printed out a lab slip and given samples at a LabCorp facility. Well, that seems obvious. We do need to make it clear that if you haven't given a specimen, you won't have any results. You type in your unique ID number, and you get your test results. Test results are given as either pending, positive, negative, or indeterminate, and then there's information after each of them to explain if they're all negative. It's like, congratulations, and here's how you can stay negative in the future with lots of safer sex tips. In addition, if you're positive, it explains a little bit about what that means. They are suggested to see a clinician immediately, which means take your test results, print this out, and take it to either the municipal clinic or to your private doctor. I think I'm pretty much done. We are operating. We're going to do this as a donation-based service. This was something that our community advisory board suggested. Originally, we were going to charge for people who are not at high risk and have it free for people who are at high risk based on our national recommendations. And our community advisory board said that it would be a giant deterrent to people who were at risk if they didn't know if they had to pay or if there was any talk about money. And so we were really at this funny juncture of how do we handle this, and the group, it was almost like 15 people said at the same time, make it donation based, and if people have a good experience and they have the money to pay, then they will actually end up paying for their test and perhaps other people's as well. So this is it's an experiment to see how it will go. And we put in the sample, the prices of STD tests normally at a public health clinic versus the cost of a complete STD checkup at a private lab. We recently completed usability testing with 12 San Francisco residents. We're currently in the phase of implementing the changes from the user comments. Our plan launched as early April 2008, and our marketing and evaluation plans are in development. And our acknowledgments are the wonderful staff at San Francisco Department of Public Health and ISIS staff and contractors and our community advisory board members. And that's where you find me.
Thanks, Deb. I think we have time for one quick question if someone wants to step up to the mic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to put it that way.
Yes. And I might need Jeff's help on this as well, but we really did look we had clinicians on our advisory board, but we also work very closely with Jeff and the docs over at San Francisco Department of Public Health. And I am a health educator, not a doctor, so I think that's my caveat. If someone has symptoms, they need to be examined, as opposed to just, you know, what's the point of sort of going through the service of getting tested if you already have symptoms, and then there's actually a list of possible of symptoms that would represent these STDs. If you, and we went through that again with all the clinicians at Department of Public Health. In terms of if someone told you that you might have been exposed to an STD, you're also at that point, you're at very high risk. So why wait to go, 7 to 10 days when truthfully you could be having sex with more people and transmitting the disease when if you go in and see a clinician, you can have expedited partner therapy. So that was the thinking behind it.
Thank you, Deb.